So It's My Opinion Sports Podcast.
Yo, what it is? Welcome back to another episode of My Thoughts, My Opinion Sports Podcast. Yo, this episode is going to be strictly about coaches, dog. You feel me? Going to be talking about Coach Prime. How Nick Saban tried to throw a shot at my man. Feel me? And I'm going to also talk about who's the best coach left in the NBA playoffs right now. Let me give y'all my opinion on that. And Juwan Howard turned down the Lakers job, head coaching job. Give y'all my opinion on that, because that's going to be a funny one. You feel me? But, man, Coach Prime. Nick Saban, I can't believe that you tried to throw a shot at my man. I just can't believe it. But Coach Prime. Coach Deion Sanders. However y'all want to call him. Just make sure it's coach in front of him. Is my opinion the best example of a confident black coach. Like, so confident. Like, Nick Saban just went on here and threw that shot. And if y'all don't know what that shot is, that Nick Saban tried to say, or he is saying, I ain't gonna say he tried, he did say it. Said that Coach Prime paid that top recruit Travis Hunter $1 million just for him to come to Jackson State University. Wow, you're $1 million. Like, that is absurd. That is crazy. Like, first of all, if you don't have the proof, you just can't just sit there and just talk about that this guy paid that man $1 million to join his team. I don't think Coach Prime would even do something that stupid like that. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think he want to risk his coaching career. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure he would love to help as much as he possibly can. But to jeopardize his career, his family name, and his name, and all that, I just don't see him. I don't see him doing that. But you know what I mean? Then, you know, you had Hunter that came out that tweeted and was like, dang, I got a mill, but my mom's still staying in a 3-bedroom house with 5 kids. You know what I mean? And that's just like, yo, first of all, Nick Saban, I understand you probably salty because you probably want the kid on your team. You felt like the kid should have been playing in the Alabama or anywhere that's like Alabama thing. I think you got a problem with a young, gifted black kid playing for a young, gifted black coach. You know what I mean? You just felt like you got to have all of us. You know, when I say all of us, I mean all of us. Because Nick Saban, if you look at all his teams, man, Alabama down south is predominantly black. You know, You don't hear too many white players that Nick Saban might have put out, in my opinion. You know, I'm not trying to make it a racial thing, but I think that's what Nick Saban was trying to go to. You know, man. And then we had my man Coach Prime said in a quote, and I really love this quote. We as a people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. We don't. Because I'm pretty sure Shorty recognized talent. Real recognized real. He know that if he's trying to be a top cornerback in the league, you should go and play for a top cornerback that once upon a time was in the league. Deion was the top corner in the league. Now, he don't tackle. He didn't tackle during that time. But still, like my man said, he did tackle. He tackled his mother Bills. But nah, man, also for real, that Coach Prime is the coach that we all need. I think this league, the college level, NFL level, every level needs a Coach Prime there. Coach Prime is bringing HBCU back. You know, I'm not saying that it ever left, but now he's bringing awareness. He's making more attention of this league. You know what I mean? HBCU needs to be lifted. And that's exactly what Coach Prime is doing. He's bringing that you look good, you feel good, you play good atmosphere into the HBC world, you know, particularly the Jackson State. But still, you know, Jackson State is part of that HBCU. And he's bringing that talent. And don't get me wrong, that, you know, that's what majority of these coaches is pretty much need to try to win some of these players in recruiting anyway. But, you know, my opinion is that Nick Saban, before you try to walk down this dark road, because, you know, even Jimbo Fisher came out and said that, you know, you do some stuff behind the scenes. How do you get your players and so on and so on? Before you open up a can of worms and go down this dark hole, my man, I think you need to make sure that all your skeletons is clean in your closet. If there's even skeletons in your closet. You know, I'm not trying to say that you're a dirty coach. I'm not saying that you out here paying and whatever it is you doing that Jimbo Fisher allegedly saying that you're doing. But you're going to have to take a hard look and think real hard if this the road that you want to go down, because you also got to now think about your black players that's on your team that you recruited already. Because you're going to have these guys thinking like, well, damn, what you trying to say? We ain't good enough to fulfill what you think Travis Hunter could have did? Well, damn, is this a racist type of comment? Do I want to play with you? Can I play for a head coach that, you know, kind of think racist, anything of that nature? I really don't think Nick Saban is a racist coach or anything in that nature. But at the same time, I also can't believe that he said it, though. He's like, yo, that, I just can't believe that, man. And he Nick Saban, for you to try to sit here and try to downplay Coach Prime success right now is uncalled for, man. It doesn't, you shouldn't have to do this. You like one of the top winningest coach in college football right now. And you're like 274-67 in one draw. You know what I mean? One tie. Coach Prime just got into this coaching thing. You know, he's only like 15-5 or something in that nature. You know, so for you to sit here and try to throw dirt on Coach Prime name, it's not a good thing. It's not a good look, especially if it's not right, especially if it's not accurate or anything in that nature. So hopefully, like I said before, hopefully your closet's clean, my man, because you already know they going to be coming for you. They is most definitely going to be coming for you, coming at you any which way they can possibly can. You feel me? And just give my man the respect that he deserves. Coach Prime, you deserve it. And I'm going to go ahead and do this for you, Coach. Yes, Coach Prime deserves that, man. He hands down, he is most definitely changing the atmosphere to HBCU. All right. Who is the best coach left in the playoffs? Now, I know a lot of people is probably great crucify me and probably just say, oh, I can't believe that you ain't choose this one coach. So, I'm going to go ahead and be different, go against the grain. I had said this on the Real Talk show the other day. They posed this question. The question was, who's the best head coach left in the playoffs? And I picked Eric Spoelstra. Damn, Dad? Really? What about Steve Kerr? I know everybody's probably like, yo, Steve Kerr. You know, Jason Kidd, not yet. And, you know, Udoka, not yet. Those two haven't been deep yet into the playoffs. But as far as Kerr, now, I'm not saying that Eric Spoelstra blew Kerr out the water or anything in that nature. But I can say this, that Eric Spoelstra has a team that's not even really, they don't have top draft picks on that team right now. I can tell you right now, Jimmy is not a top draft pick. Kyle Lowry is not a top draft pick. Bam, Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson, anybody. anybody on that team right now, PJ Tucker, the list goes, you know, that whole team is no top draft picks on that team. And Eric Spoelstra still finds a way to win. They still found a way to beat Boston the other night. And that shows that it was all about the coach. Because Victor Oladipo didn't really score, if he even scored. Now, Bam, he played one hell of a game. That's the Bam that the Heat has been looking for a nice little minute. And the only way I think Miami can survive against Boston is if Bam keep playing like that. But at the same time now, like I said, back to Eric Spoelstra. Like I said, people are always going to be like, oh, you know, Steve Kerr. Now, Steve Kerr, like I told y'all, Eric Spoelstra don't have a top draft pick. Steve Kerr is the top draft pick. I mean, he had top draft picks. Steph, Clay, Dre, all top draft picks. And pretty much, you can almost arguably saying that they all will be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? So, I believe that when Steve Kerr walked into the door, it was like him driving a Porsche. Benz. You know, something real luxury. Because you had these three guys. Now, when Eric Spoelstra walked into the Heat, now don't get me wrong, he had LBJ, Wade, and Bosch. But that team didn't win back-to-back championships either. Now, after he didn't have those top three, Eric Spoelstra really didn't have the best of players or, you know, the top players anymore. But he still found a way to win. Eric Spoelstra, when I had looked it up, my man only had two losing seasons. In his, 14 years in the league as the head coach? It's not bad. And like I said, Eric Spoelstra he's consistent. He had his team win the East, number one seed. He got his team fighting against Boston, who is nothing but trouble. Boston has been getting everybody trouble all playoffs. But Eric Spoelstra is still finding a way to keep it winning, to keep it pushing. He ain't even had Jimmy Butler the second half of last game. So, I just think that Eric Spoelstra, it's not about a long shot. Steve Kerr is like right there, neck to neck, or just maybe a half a step behind him. But I believe right now, I believe that Miami is not going to win a series against Boston. I think Boston is going to win just because they have, better talent, a better team, in my opinion. But Eric Spoelstra, he ain't just going to lay down. He's going to keep coming at the Celtics. He's going to keep on pushing this team and keep on having that Heat culture that Pat Riley, installed into the Heat. So, I just think Eric Spoelstra is the better coach right now. I believe he always have his team competing. He always, even with the drama with him and Jimmy and Udonis and Jimmy, early in the season, they overcame that. And they, still being the top team in the East. So right now, I think Eric Spoelstra is the best head coach left in the playoffs right now. But like I said, ain't that far. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra. Alright. Let's get to the sad news for me. Oh man, Juwan Howard turned down the head coaching job of the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think that's a good idea for Juwan Howard. I think that was best for coach. Because right now the Lakers, I think any head coach right now is going to have trouble. It's going to be some chaos. It's going to be some dysfunctional. It's going to be a lot of BS that's going on with the Lakers, man. Because it's just too many goddamn hands in the cookie jar, man. You really just can't have that many hands in the cookie jar trying to pick a head coach. But I think it was a good idea that Juwan Howard turned that head coaching job down. It just wouldn't be a good fit for him. I just think that if the Lakers didn't have great success coming out the bat and having great success, period, that they was going to blame him. And it was going pretty much, that blame was going to tarnish his coaching career so far. And right now, I think Michigan is the best fit for him. You know, he's an alumni of Michigan. He has no ties to the Los Angeles Lakers. Never played for him. I don't believe he even got any type of connections with the Lakers. You feel me? And the Lakers just have to pretty much worry about their roster before they even try to worry about a head coach. Because you try to bring a head coach in with this roster that the Lakers have right now, I don't think any good or great coach can get it right now. You know, you're going to have to try to, you know, figure out these multiple personalities and trying to figure out the bench and if you got enough money to build the bench. And it would just be too hard. Trying to depend on a 37-year-old LeBron and an injury-prone AD to try to lead your way, it's just not going to pan out good for you. It's just not going to look good. And it won't be good for any head coach. You know what I mean? And I'm particularly happy that Juwan Howard stayed at Michigan, did not leave Michigan to come to try to be a head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, man. Because the Lakers, they just, it's not where is it at right now. It's not a good fit, man. I don't even know what head coach would be a good head, a good fit for the Los Angeles Lakers right now, man. I was leaning towards Mark Jackson, but I don't know. I think he might be too strong of a voice for the for the Lakers. I'm seeing Donovan Ham name popping up. I think he's like assistant coach in Milwaukee somewhere. And some other coaches that I don't feel that would be a good fit. Like I said, right now, until the Lakers handle their front office, man, the Lakers are just in trouble. They are just in dog shit right now, man. And I hate to say it, man, because y'all know I'm a Lakers fan. And these guys, I don't know, man. They just... So, Juwan Howard, man, if you're looking to make a jump to the NBA, take your time. You know what I mean? Don't rush. Don't, just because of the Lakers, don't let that make that be your decision. Take your time. Figure out what's a great team for you. Figure out what's a great franchise, you know, that will support you also. So, yeah, I'm kind of glad that Juwan Howard is still coaching Michigan. And I just think more to believe that Michigan is calling anyway. I think that Michigan fits him all the way around. So, you know what I mean? Good job. Good job, Coach Howard. Good job, man. All right, man. Before I wrap this up, man, let me go ahead and give y'all a little recap of the playoffs. Yo, the Warriors up on Dallas 3-0. And last night had made it official that I think that the Warriors is going to be in the championship again. Woo! But, you know, I'm not going to give them a standing ovation just yet. You know, I'm going to take my time before I do that. Because, you know, Luka is not going to go down without a fight. But he did go down last night when Andrew Wiggins dunked on that man. Woo, boy, my man posterized Luka last night. So shout out to my man Andrew Wiggins, because I said Andrew Wiggins is the key X factor for the Warriors to make it deep in the playoffs. If Andrew Wiggins can play right, play aggressive, sky's the limit for the Warriors. And that's exactly what he's doing. So tonight, we got Boston and Miami tonight. I need Boston to win. You know, I just gave a good praise to Eric Spoelstra, but tonight, man, I need Udoka to come through. I need Jason Tatum to score more than goddamn 10 points. I need the Celtics make sure that they don't have 19 steals or 19 turnovers. Play physical. Don't get out physical. That's it. That's the game plan. I can't tell you who gonna be playing or who ain't gonna be playing. You know, it's a lot. You know, Jimmy might be game time decision. Marcus Smart might be game time decision, but it should be an interesting game. You feel me? So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and tune in. And on this episode, man, y'all go ahead and give me y'all opinion of the game. You feel me? Y'all already know how to find me. If you don't, I'm going to tell you in just a second. But you already know, yo. Go ahead and tell a friend who want to be a friend and could possibly be a friend that My Thoughts, My Opinion Sports Podcast is out here, yo. You feel me? Let them know you can find me on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Newsly, Good Pods, Podbeans. List goes on. You can find you listen to me on Optimist Radio, Man Cave Mondays. And you can also find me on Thursdays too. The time is starting at noon. I think you can catch mine at noon, and you can catch me at 6. You can also find my Instagram page at MyTHTS, My Opinion, _sports podcast. You can catch me on Twitter at MyTHTS, My Opinion. Facebook, MyTHTS, My Opinion. You can also find me on ASAP Network, Real Talk. Check us out on Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You feel me? You already know what it is, yo. You ain't first, you last. Holla at y'all. I'm out.